Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome everyone. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host of Emotional Elevator, and you're listening to me on Inspired Choices Network. So like I always do, sometimes I forget when I first come on here that I want you just to take a moment to kind of breathe in through your nose and just exhale whatever's got you emotionally elevated. Because one of the words I don't like to use anymore is trigger, because it has a negative connotation. So we say sometimes elevated or accentuated in life. So we'll just take another moment to breathe in. You can close your eyes or open them, because if you're driving, I don't want you to close your eyes. And then just sigh it out. This is so good to do in life, these inhaling through the nose and sighing out through your mouth, because it elevates yourself. It elevates your emotions. It also gets you to release toxins sometimes in your body through the mouth by doing that, because you're creating a vibration in your body. If you didn't know that, well, you learned something new tonight for sure. So that's why I really like to get to start telling people, start breathing through that nose and sigh it out through the mouth, because you are vibrating negative energy within you, negative toxins within you, whatever it is you want to expel out of the body. Now that I say expel, I feel like I just turned this into the poltergeist. But considering this is the emotional elevator, and we talk about trauma, psychological trauma, and that is a good way to breathe through the nose. And exhale through the mouth, because you are getting that energy out. So you've learned something new. Show's over. Good night. Just kidding. Anyway, tonight's topic is all about what is an self a, and I don't know why I was putting an and on self, a self-development coach. And I'm going to dive into why it is important at some point in your life to have a self-development coach, and why I am a self-development coach, and what makes me an expert at self-development coach. Number one, I'm 55 and I've gone through a lot of trauma and a lot of development in my life. And I have multiple tools to use, spreadsheets that have been created for me, spreadsheets I've created for myself, classes that I've created that helped me elevate my emotions in my self-developing of myself. Also, self-development encompasses so many things. What self-development is it's not just developing yourself. It's about developing it, what it is you want out of yourself, what it is you lack within yourself, what it is you need to build on within yourself. It can be on a personal level and it can be on a professional level, because as I've stated, if you follow me on any social media platform or LinkedIn or anything, I have many years. I've been in management since the ripe age of 17. I've done HR for many years. I have social work background, but did not use it. But I have tons of psychology. I've always been learning and reading and developing my knowledge throughout my lifespan, because I wanted to work on myself and develop the person, the self I wanted to be. And I pride myself on that. So like I said, if you are looking for a self-development coach, we could have a conversation. I do a conversation call, which is just seeing, am I the right fit for you? Are you the right fit for me? And that is, you can get in touch with me, like I always say, at sandy@emotionalelevator.com, or my business email, which is sandybird, with those two E's, coach@gmail.com. because becoming aware of yourself and wanting to develop yourself into the person you truly want to be is the greatest freedom that you can do for yourself. Because, like, if you've listened to any of my stories, I've gone through multitude of trauma, addiction of eating addiction. I am always saying I'm in active recovery of people pleasing, of emotional eating, of many things. Suppressed trauma, when it comes up, I address it because things come up for me probably weekly that I can go, how do I want to handle this? And what is the outcome I want out of this? Because sometimes we don't realize things come up for us because it's something we are avoiding facing. And this just reminds me of, if you were tuned in last week, I talked about an almost accident I was in. And today I realized why that came up because I was on a phone call with someone, a coach, and we were talking things through. And I said, oh my gosh, I was the person outside of the car a few weeks ago. I felt nobody saw me. And that was a big breakthrough for me. And I didn't realize that things were happening every week to kind of jar me and say, okay, let's work on this. Let's handle this. So, as a self-development coach, it's many areas of life. It's not just, so a lot of coaches out there, and when I started coaching a few years ago, I wanted to be a mindset coach. I wanted to work on mindset and spirituality. I'm a spirituality coach. I'm ordained. I've got studied multiple religions, so I can be inclusive, equality, solidarity, all of that with people from different religious backgrounds, from different ethnic backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds. I study it all because it's important to know where you're coming from. And maybe it's a cultural self-development issue you're having. Maybe it's a cultural, because some cultures are different where the women are to play a role and the men are to play a role. And then when those cross, sometimes it creates friction within ourselves because, culturally I've been raised this way and this is what's going on. So that's what a self-development coach is a lot to do with. And why am I an expert at a self-development? Why am I an expert at self-development? Because I, like I've said, have been developing myself for years. Now, when I talk about confidence, I had confidence in business. I've been a manager since the ripe age of 17. I've always been confident in my management skills, my leadership skills, taking control, being a great trainer in the workforce, being a great leader. So I would have always had confidence in that area of my life. Always been, as some people said when I was in my 20s, what are you doing being this manager? Well, and I proved myself. I didn't have to overprove myself because my confidence exuded outside of me. And that's the big thing. In the work environment, when you have confidence, people see that confidence and they're drawn to you. And that's why I have been scouted a lot of my life when I was in retail management, restaurant management, where they come in and slide me a card if you're ever interested. And I've kind of moved on in my life, did not hold a lot of jobs. I mean, I held a lot of different jobs because every single time someone come to me and tell me, wow, I love your management style, da 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 da, we're hiring, we're new in town. And somehow I'd get a business card, I'd go, and then they'd offer me $5,000 to $10,000 more, so I'd move on. That's because when it came to my professional life, I have been very confident. Now, when it comes to my personal life, I've not been confident. I have lacked a lot of confidence in my personal life because of the traumas I sustained. So when I went to coaches, when I started, I've been in therapy for years, I went to a coach, it was to help work on my mindset. Well, while I was doing that, I was still coaching people at my job before I decided to kind of go out onto my own coaching, and I would coach them on how to land that job, or how to land that promotion, or how to write a stellar resume, or how to interview for that job you want. And I have many skill sets why I've landed jobs even when I wasn't scouted for a job. There was a company not too long ago that they tried to scout me. I didn't get in. And then when I went to my first interview, bam, 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 bam. We want her. You know, right away, I have been someone who's gone not to the first interview and had to wait for the second or the third interview. I've literally had almost three interviews in a day. The next day, been offered a job. I had two companies that knew each other that were new into Richmond that actually battled over me. And that was, when you want to talk about confidence, that really built up my confidence. The problem was, in my personal life, as I keep saying, I was not confident. No one was battling for me. I was not battling for myself in my personal life. So that is where self-development coach comes in for me, because as I have developed the self I am proud of and the self I wanted, I realized that some people need help in all areas. So that's what a self-development coach is. I can develop who it is you want to be, and we can grow together to get you where it is you want to go. One of the first things of a self-development coach is to find out, what are your values? Not the values you were raised with. What are your values? And there's values tests out there. There's a program, a spreadsheet I have, where I can do all that, where we can learn what are your true values. There's also, what is your purpose in life? Are you really doing your purpose in life? And there's a way to find that out. There's some different tools that I have to help you find out what is your true purpose in life. So that's what a self-development coach is, because if you listen to my show or watch my show last week, I talked all about privileges and kind of what I knew my whole life. Growing up is that I wanted to help people. Well, I have my whole life. Now that I can sit back and really worked on developing the person I wanted to be, I can say without a shred of doubt, I have been helping people my whole life. Whether it's helping them within their career, I've had many people that I've groomed to surpass me in roles, because there's been times in my life where I did not want to move up. And you're like, wait a minute, you just talked about confidence, Andy. What do you mean you didn't want to move up? Because sometimes as you move up in a company, there's added pressure that I did not want. If I'm making the top of my pay and in order to move up, I'm going to make the same, why would I ever want to do that? Some people want it for the confidence that might build within them in the business world. I always had the confidence. I trained people who were sometimes brought in above me, but I was asked to always train them. And so that's where I have a lot of confidence from. And then they would sit there and go, with all this knowledge and skills and all that you have to offer, why aren't you like, I've been a general manager, I've been a food and beverage manager, but why aren't you this? Why aren't you there? Because that's not what I want. I have been in the role where it's 2 o'clock in the morning and the fire alarm's going off and I got to get out of bed. And if it was during one of the separations with their father, I literally had to find somebody either to get to the house or I had to wake up my kids at 2 in the morning, get them in the car, get them home, and then send them to school. When one of my children, if I ever sent them to school like that, I would be called momentarily to come get them because it offset their whole day. So that is why I chose to stay in the role as I was, to stay in my lane, because I realized that I do not want to sacrifice. And if I wanted that role, I can always get that role. But that's kind of what tonight's topic is about, is a self-development coach. Do you know the proper tools when we'll talk professional first. Do you know how to write that stellar resume? Do you know how to land the job that you want? Do you keep going into interviews and you don't exude that confidence? Do you not know how to already tell yourself the answers to questions that might not even be asked? And do you over complicate that as well? Because there's so many parts of that wheel that sometimes we don't know how to keep the wheel going. We just stop. The spoke's been stuck and it stopped. And it's the same thing with resumes. I have done PowerPoints for a resume. I've done a regular resume. And every single one of my resumes, I've always gotten at least a call. Except for one, I'll be honest, there was one. But I still landed the job. And that's a whole nother story or a different topic. But professionally, I have done HR too. So I know exactly what I looked for when I was hiring people. I've hired at almost every one of my jobs, even at the age of 17. I was hiring 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds because I was a supervisor of pools. So with already having that knowledge on my plate, I know how to teach you to be that stellar candidate. Well, it's already, I was going to say half past the monkey's ass, but it's not. It's quarter past, and there's no monkey here. And we need to take our first break. But tonight on Emotional Elevator, I'm talking about self-development coach and why I've come up with being a self-development coach and how a self-development coach can help you professionally and personally, and how we can groom them together to be the self that you're developing to be. So we're going to go on our first break. And like I always tell you, you can always come over here to Inspire Choices Network and join us in this chat room because I'd love to have some one-on-one conversations, or you can follow me on any social platform. I am under Sandy Bird, Sandy Steenstra Bird on most of them because Steenstra is still a name I cherish. Or you can email me at sandy@emotionalelevator.com or sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. But we're going to go on that first break. And thank you for joining me tonight.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I am Sandy Bird. This is Emotional Elevator. And like I've been talking about, is a self-development coach. And what is a self-development coach? And I've kind of gone in a lot on the professional side of a self-development coach, where as a self-development coach, if you struggle or lack the confidence in your professional world, I will help you with that. If you're not sure if you're doing the job that is right for you, we can work together to find out, is it the job right for you? Because we can figure out, what is your purpose in life? And some of us think we know what our purpose is, and it doesn't become clear to us until a little bit older. But like I've said on my previous show, is that my whole life as a child, I said, I want to bring joy to people's life. I want to help others. I want to serve others. And I want to kind of be funny. Well, I've done all that. I was conditioned not to want to do any of that. But at the same time, bring joy. How are you going to serve others and bring joy? Well, I did that a lot when I volunteered for nonprofits my whole life. Was a way to bring joy to people's lives. But as I sit back and I think about this, even in my professional life, I've always been the one that makes fun of myself or has been the jokester a little bit, has played a little bit of jokes here and there to bring joy to people, to bring happiness, to bring that smile in the workplace. Like, it was something that I always told people, if you are with these people 8 hours a day to 10 hours a day in a job and you are not happy with them, then find a place you're happy, or create that happy environment. See, that's another part of me with my self-development, is when people come to me and talk about everybody at work, they always are sitting there criticizing everything. My first response is, what are you doing to minimize the criticizing in your workplace? What are you doing to be part of the solution and not part of the problem? Because here's another thing. When we all sit there and talk about how much we hate our jobs, it's only going to hate it even more because you're putting it in your aura, your headspace, your mind. But if you start going into work becoming part of the solution, then you can change that environment. And that's what self-development is about, is how can I develop myself, yourself, into the person that you want to be? Well, Sandy, it's not that easy. It's not that easy, but it's doable. Because like I have already said, as I've talked about this, in professional life, I have been that confident. Like, if you have been around me, if anyone listens to this, knows me in my professional life, you have seen me been a stellar manager. If you knew me back when I was a food and beverage manager, you knew I ran that. I ran that whole restaurant, the banquets, everything. I did a fabulous job. As a corporate trainer and helping to build the Wow You University for Ruby Tuesdays and being part of that, I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was talking about. I knew everything. Because like I said, I was with a company when I was being abused and had to get out of it, that my company arranged me to go work at another location because they saw the value in me. Okay, now listen to that. They saw the value in me in a professional level. But personally, I never saw the value in myself because I allowed the abuse to continue. And then I created abuse within myself, that psychological abuse. So now let's kind of talk about personally. What is a self-development coach on the personal level? It is a coach that works with you to define who you want to be. What is it that you need to work on in yourself to be the person you want to be on a personal level? So I've had mindset coaches, one specific mindset coach that I've worked very, been with for a while now, a few years, and we've worked a lot on my mind on a personal level, on a personal level. Because what I lacked self-value, I lacked self-worth, I lacked confidence within myself as Sandy, not as professional Sandy, but as personal Sandy. And that's why when people say, you lack confidence, where, when, what, in your pinky? Because you only saw me professionally. You did not see me at home. You did not see me as a mom. You did not see me as a wife, as a daughter, as a friend. I lacked confidence in my personal life. And those two can be separate. But when you can combine those two forces, it really is. So that's why I have studied and continue to study and develop even bigger self-class that's going to start coming out in the fall. I'm going to create this even greater self-class than I've taught before, which is going to encompass who is it you want to be by creating the person you want to be in your whole life. The wife, the mother, the daughter, the friend, that part of self that you want to develop. Do you want to stop that people pleasing? We want to stop that emotional eating. Because sometimes we do these things on this side and it's like having a seesaw. In my life, my professional life, I was up on this the high side of the seesaw. And in my personal life, I was on the low side of that seesaw. Like that part of the seesaw couldn't even lift up. But my professional life was so high that if you were the other person in the professional side, you weren't going to be able to seesaw. We weren't going to be able to go evenly because I was such lightweight and you were so heavy and professional. But like I said, in my personal life, I was so heavy with all that had been buried on me that I worked with a coach. And when I first started coaching, I was like, oh, I want to be this mindset coach. I want to be this coach. I want to be that coach. I'm a life coach. I'm a life coach. But now I've honed into what kind of life coach am I? I'm a self-development because all the skill sets and all the tools, I mean, I don't just have a toolbox I can carry around. I've got one of those, oh gosh, I can't remember the name, where we have two of them in our garage, the big red ones that you see mechanics with. That's what kind of toolbox I have now for my coaching. One of those big ones on wheels that every man's like, oh, I got one of these toolboxes. My husband's got two, by the way. But I have that one of those now with all these tools and instruments to help you learn how to develop the person you want to be. Doing mirror work, doing inner child work. And if those things scare you, just taking moments to work on yourself. Ask yourself, what is it that I want to develop within myself? It could be something simple as I want to let go. Why do I keep watching the news and I can't make my mind up? Why do I believe this and that when I really don't believe that? Why can't I stand on my two feet when it comes to debates with friends or family? Well, that's because you haven't developed yourself. You were molded to be a sculpture of everyone else. So that's what a self-development is. We develop who you want to be within yourself. So it is time for our second break. The time is just flying tonight, talking about this. And like I said, reach out to me if you want to just have a connection conversation. You can reach out to me on my emails at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. I don't know why it looks like I'm counting on my fingers. Or sandybirdcoach@gmail.com to have a conversation. If you are looking for the coach that can encompass everything in your life from personal to professional, I'm so confident in my personal life, but I can't seem to get that job. Or my resume doesn't even get a second look. It's almost like I feel like they throw it in the trash. Or I go on these interviews and nobody's hiring me. So that's what is self-development. Or like I said, on the other hand, it's I'm struggling in my personal life, but I'm a damn good manager. I'm a damn good financial planner. I'm the best firefighter there is out there. But I'm on my third marriage. So that's what tonight's topic is all about, is a self-development coach. So we're going to go to our break. And then when we come back, I'm going to dive even more into what it means to work with me as a self-development coach.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. We were talking all about the first half of the show on what is a self-development coach and what is it you want to develop within yourself and why I'm the right coach for you. But like I say, there's so many tools out there to help develop who it is you want to be and what it is you need to work on. Because the first steps when working with a coach, a self-development coach, that's me, or a mindset coach, which is what I've had, a life coach, which we are living life. So I kind of think about that, like life coach, what is a life coach? What is your specialty? What is your niche? So for me, being a self-development coach is I want to work with people who are not sure where to begin, who are not sure what it is that they need to work on first. And there's many tools I have to help us. What is it that you need to work on? Is it confidence? Because when I went to my coach, it was kind of like, so what do you want to get out of coaching? I don't know what it is I need to work on. Okay, well, what do you think? Or what, you know? And then now things come, or things like jolt me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what this means. Because now I've developed a lot of those tools and skill sets within myself, because that's what I want to provide for people, is to teach them how to come up with the solutions themselves. Because as a coach, I am not going to give you the answers. That is for you to figure out yourself. But what I'm going to help you do is use some of the tools to figure out what it is you need to work on and how we need to get you to the answers you are looking for. We're not going back to the past, and I'm sorry if I just tapped the mic and it created a heavy noise at you. But it's not about going back to the past and saying, okay, let's unpack all of this. No. What it is saying, okay, you unpack all that with your therapist, and with me, we're going to develop who the person is you want to be. Because I am a trauma and addiction coach, but I am not a therapist. So when it comes to unpacking all that, that's not necessarily the goal I have, because I don't want to keep you here. I want to get you to here. I want to get you from a 3 to an 8 or to a 10 or a 10 plus. And the way to do that is not to keep going back and dragging you back through the mud and dragging you back through the mud. It's about building on what you have and building it up. So if we know you need to work on confidence, there is many tools and exercises to work on confidence. I could sit here and give you all those tools, but then what will you need a self-development coach for? But one of the tools that I'm going to tell you, when I work with people on building up their confidence and on loving themselves, go do something by yourself with yourself. I know so many people out there that they can't go to lunch by themselves. Oh, I'm afraid of being judged. Who put that in your mindset? I'm afraid of being judged. Oh, I can't do that. Why can't you? Because that's what a self-development coach is, to get rid of all that's already been molded in you and develop you into the person you want to be. You want to be. Who is it you want to be? Because let me tell you something, it's freeing to be the person that I want to be now. Because think about me and how I've developed myself. When I really started on my big, big healing journey, I started healing journey a while ago, a good maybe 8 years ago, 7 years ago, really diving into it. And a lot of people say, wow, you're still developing yourself. Every day I'm developing myself, who I want to be. What do I want to do today? But think about this. Did I know, I'm going to say 6 years ago, I would be a laughter yoga leader and I would be doing laughter yoga like I am? No. No, I did not. But when I started developing myself and I started really working on myself, and I was on the calls with my coach and everything like that, and I would get off, and then I started coaching people, and I'm like, I need to find something. What brings me the most joy in my life? Laughing. Well, how can I laugh? And I started laughter therapy. Well, laughter yoga came up, and then I started following Celeste Green, who I ended up learning laughter yoga from. So if Celeste, if you're hearing me, I just did a shout out for you. But it brought me joy. And then I was like, you know what? I want to do this. I want to be a laughter yoga leader. And it makes me think of that child that I wanted to bring joy to people's life. And that is part of my values. So now all the tools I use for other people that have been used on me, I go back and I'm like, joy, joy, joy. even some of my professional assessments, like say joyful workplace, likes to bring happiness, likes to provide, you know, all of that, all my life joy. And right now I'm a laughter yoga leader. Then it was it Christmas time in the beginning of this year? I met with a coach and we were sitting down, we were talking about collective conversations and difficult conversations. And she says, you know, I think you'd be good at this. And I was like, what? And she's like, so I'm going to start doing Lego series play. She goes, it's a great therapy tool. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, you know what? My son was so great at Legos and he was so in Legos. And I even got into Legos and I started building Legos. And now I do Lego series play as a therapy. Because not only am I self-development coach one-on-one or in groups, I want to be a self-development coach out there in the workforce, to work in groups, to incorporate self-awareness. It's a lot of self-awareness out there. And because here's the thing, we have a lot of people in these roles out here professionally that personally are crumbling. And if they're in any type of measurable marketplace job, sales, marketing, whatever, financial, and they're not developing themselves within their roles, they're going to go from job to job. Not the same way I did from job to job by being scouted and being, you know, kind of under the table, slid a card, hey, give me a call. But they're going job to job because they're unhappy, because they're not developing the person they want to be professionally. They don't have the confidence within themselves. But then you see these professionals out there that do phenomenal jobs. They're the CEOs and everything, but they suck in their professional life. Because they don't have the skill sets. Did I just say in their professional life? In their personal life. I meant their personal life. Because they don't have the skill sets in their personal life. They've developed those professional, but they haven't developed those personal. Because a lot of times there is no work person and life person that's almost equal. Sometimes we're so great in this area because we lack in this area. And that's what this is all about, is combining the two and becoming the super self person. A super self person. Just think, how rewarding would it be if A, you were doing your life purpose? If B, if every day you're living your life with your values and your aspirations and your, I'm trying to think of all the other words out there, and you're living that life, how great would it be if you have confidence across the board, if you had values that match both professionally and personally, if you had attributes in both areas, if you were happy at home and at work, and you just were that person and you just radiated all that energy out into the world because you were just a well-rounded person. I guess that's the reason for a self-development coach, is to be well-rounded, to be well diverse in all areas of your life. Wow, to be well rounded and well diverse in all areas of your life. That's what my goal is. Visiting that child, in a sense, and saying, how can I incorporate you? What is it that you wanted in life? What is it that you wanted to do? And make sure we're doing it in everything. Because sometimes It is as simple as, well, when I was a kid, I wanted to bring joy to people's life. Well, I am by doing everything I'm doing. And I've been all along, I've been helping people, even in management. Think of that. If that was what you said to yourself and what you might have written down in fourth grade or third grade or whatever, I'm going to help everybody. I'm going to heal the world. That is such a broad statement that you could see it in everything in your life, from helping them decide what to eat, choosing a different product for somebody in the retail business because you don't have the product that they want, or the clothing that they wanted will help them choose something else. Serving others. Being a janitor, you're serving others. You're providing a clean environment for somebody else. I want to teach people how to make the most money in the world. And you're a financial planner. I mean, there's every job you could sit there and almost relate to something you might have said that was so broad in your life. But that's what developing who you really want to be. And encompassing, whoops, as I just scraped the mic, sorry, encompassing that professional and personal life to be the all end. Because most of the time when we think about our professional and personal life, we think of the yin and yang, the good and bad. And every day there is good and bad, but just think if you develop those skill sets and had so many tools in your toolbox that you can use it in your everyday life to be the person you want to be. A happy person. And it's something we talked about today. Happiness is not, you can be happy in a bad situation. You can be sad in a good situation. You got to have a balance. And that's what self-development is all about, having that balance. But it is time for our last break. So we are going to go on this last break. And when I come back, I'm going to kind of continue on this self-development. But like I said, if you want to have a conversation, a caring conversation with me, Sandy Bird, reach out to me at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Or like I said, you get a faster response on my personal business email at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. Reach out to me if you want to dive more into what self-development and how I can help you develop self you want to be. But let's go on this last break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Let me first tell you, since it's Independence Day in many, well, in Canada and US this week, Canada Day and Independence Day here in the United States tomorrow. Next week's show is What Does Independence Mean to You? That is going to be a very powerful show as well to talk about independence and how to break the cycles within ourselves, because that kind of jumps off of the topic of self-development. And tonight. It's kind of funny. I just looked over during the commercial because I was going to pour myself some more water. And my favorite water bottle, this is one of my favorite water bottles. It's, I can't remember the name of the company, but it says, be the person your dog thinks you are. And I think a lot about that. And everyone always says, so what does your dog think you are? And I remember a kid one time seeing it and saying, what if your dog thinks you're a jerk? And I was like, you got a valid point. But that has, that always really, ever since I got this, this has been my favorite one, because be the person your dog thinks you are. Become the person your dog thinks you are. Because most of the time our dogs, unless we're abusive to animals, most of the time our dogs love us unconditionally. When are we going to love ourselves unconditionally? When are we going to get excited throughout the day just to see ourselves in the mirror? When are we going to wag our tails at ourselves? Think about that. Do you ever wag your tail for yourself? How many times a day do you pat yourself on the back and say, good job? Because that is what developing the person you want to be. And being able to look in the mirror every day and say, you know what? You did a good job today. Being grateful for some of the good things and some of the bad things. Because this has been a topic for me recently is, when we talk about changing mindsets and all of us in the spiritual world, we get to this high evolution, high level, and oh gosh, I'm riding waves throughout life. And then something happens and we're knocked back down to earth. And then we're like, wait a minute. I am not supposed to be down here. We all are, because we've got to experience the ups and downs of life. And that's what's so great about developing who you are, because you get all these tools to handle everything professionally and personally and incorporate it and be this great, rounded, like I said, person. So think about that. Why would a self-development coach be perfect for you? What is it that you want to develop in your life, let go, develop, get rid of in yourself? Are you great in your professional level, but you struggle in your personal level? Are you great in your personal life, but you struggle in your professional life? Or in your professional self, personal self? What part of you needs to be developed into the person you want to be? And how can I help you become that person? What can I do to help you become that person? So like I said, you can reach out to me at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. But like I said, you get more of a rapid response at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. And I will be coming up with a self-class. Not sure if it'll probably be by fall, not necessarily during the summer, but you never know. August could come, and oh, August is a month away. Might be closer to October, because I'm redeveloping a self-class that incorporates self-development. And when you take a class, a self-class with me, you can step right into coaching. And then I also provide retreats. And I'm developing a retreat right now that could be great for self-development. And that's a silent retreat. And how to encompass silence in your life so that you can start listening to who it is you want to be. Because the biggest tool we have sometimes is silence. So thank you for joining me tonight on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. I am Sandy Bird. And are you ready to develop yourself into the person you want to be? And what is stopping you from doing that? So again, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.